This summer has brought sunshine, warmth, and a seemingly endless swarm of mosquitoes. Anecdotal evidence would suggest that this is a particularly bad year for the winged menace, but Janice Chumley of the Cooperative Extension Service of the University of Alaska Fairbanks says that it's not unusual to have as many mosquitoes as are buzzing around this year. She says that the previous 2 years did not have favorable overwintering conditions, so populations were small. The abundant water and late snow blanket provided by this year's late thaw, however, provided excellent conditions for mosquito eggs to survive and hatch in the summer. Hard facts on mosquito numbers are not readily available, as there's a lack of scientific data to confirm what the mosquito population is in any given year, as Matt Bowser, entomologist at the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, explains.
You're only going to get opinions on that case because I don't think anyone monitors, and I'm pretty sure that no one has any real monitoring where there'd be a quantitative way to measure how many mosquitoes there are flying around. But the 2004 was the last time I remember having this many mosquitoes to deal with, at least early season. And that was another year where there were a lot of mosquitoes in early June because I remember that field work. And then later in the year, it wasn't so bad. And that's what I'm hoping is the case.
Bowser has done some informal research on test subjects obtained when mosquitoes attempt to bite him, however, and he says that there may be some hope for a less itchy late summer.
The one that seems to be most abundant right now, it's a snowmelt animal, so it's one that breeds in snowmelt pools. The females that are out now, they will lay their eggs and die, and they'll lay their eggs in areas that will become snowmelt pools later on. The good news about this species, anyway, is that they're only an early season mosquito. Once these females die, there's not another generation in the same year. So hopefully, if this really is the majority of the mosquitoes that we're dealing with, then it should improve soon.
With reports of bug spray shortages from across the state, preparation becomes important. Janice Chumley recommends doing things outside when it's warm and breezy, and Matt Bowser always does his field work with a netted hat to keep the mosquitoes away. Derek Sykes, insect curator at the Museum of the North, explains why doing things in an open, sunny area may help.
In my experience, they don't like bright sunshine. They like a little bit of shade. So when you're in shady areas near trees, they're going to be much more abundant than if you're in an open, sunny field. But they're pretty much active even, you know, all day long in the shade. It's just that once the sun begins to set, then they can spread out and become more active over a greater area. Not that we have a whole lot of sun setting going on this time of year.
None of the experts I spoke to had a definitive answer for keeping yourself mosquito-free, though Derek Sykes did jokingly provide one solution that might work.
And they do say that, you know, mosquitoes are attracted to carbon dioxide, so if you stop breathing, they might leave you alone.
It should be noted, however, that he only goes so far as saying they might leave you alone. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.